When it seems you've done all you can with this stubborn economy, what now?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiotakis. We've got the global perspective this hour, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects us here in the U.S. This morning, central bankers around the world are grappling with a dilemma. Should they ease up on their already relaxed lending policies to try giving the global economy a much-needed jolt? Today, central bankers in Tokyo decided to hold their interest rates steady. Now the focus shifts to our own central bank. Fed policymakers meet today, and like Japan, our interest rates have hit bottom. So where do they go from here? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
Interest rates have been near zero since the financial crisis, but the economy seems mired in the doldrums. That's why there's speculation the Fed is going to try something called quantitative easing. It's a way for the Fed to pump money into the economy by taking advantage of the trading relationships it has with the big banks. The Fed buys different types of bonds from a bank, and to pay for them, the Fed just credits the bank's account.
It just says, here, Citigroup, I want to buy $1 million of your Treasury securities. I'll just credit your account. You know, it can basically just create that money out of thin air.
That's former Fed economist Ken Kuttner. He says the Fed just adds some zeros to the bank's account, and that's why some people say quantitative easing is just the Fed printing money. No actual cash changes hands. Vincent Reinhardt is another former Fed economist.
So the Fed doesn't have a printing press in the basement. It has something better.
Problem is, printing more money now could end up making our dollars worth less down the road. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
All this focus on economic anxiety has global financial markets, well, anxious this morning. The major European stock exchanges are down across the board by 0.33% in London to nearly 1% in Frankfurt this hour. Asian stocks suffered on news of weakening demand for goods and services in China. Shares in Shanghai fell almost 3% today. Wall Street will be following up on a loss of 45 points for the Dow yesterday. There are signs Saudi Arabia's squeeze on BlackBerry has been fruitful. The kingdom has been demanding a way to monitor the communications of BlackBerry users so it can watch for illegal activity. Now the Saudi government says it will allow BlackBerry services to continue for now. It cites positive developments in those negotiations. Google, meantime, is being investigated by South Korean authorities. There was a police raid on its offices in Seoul today. Seems the investigation is focused on data collected during Google's street mapping sweeps across South Korea. The BBC's John Sudworth joins us with some background on this from the South Korean capital. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So why this raid on the Google offices?
Well, according to local news reports here, 16 police investigators carried out a search of the Google premises here in Seoul, a search that lasted several hours, we're told, and during which they seized computer hard disks and other material. It very much looks as if the action is connected to the concerns, which you'll be very familiar with, of course, already raised elsewhere about Google's Street View service. This is a service which allows users to click on interactive maps, allows them to view 360-degree photos of certain real locations. And Google has already admitted, of course, that it has mistakenly collected personal information transmitted over unsecured wireless networks while gathering and compiling the database. And it looks like this raid is connected to similar concerns here in Korea.
Has there been any concern raised before now about this Google Street View issue?
I mean, it's been widely reported here, of course, the concerns in other parts of the world. This is a big market for the internet, of course, and I think it's fair to say that Google would have been very keen to get the service up and running here. That's why it's been collecting this information for exactly the same reasons as it has been in other countries. But it looks like the South Korean police, we're told this is a specialist cyber unit set up to investigate areas of concern on the internet, believes that perhaps similar things have happened, and that appears to be why it's acted now.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Seoul. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Google is making news on another front this morning. It's teamed with Verizon in a joint policy statement on the issue of network neutrality. The two companies agree that phone and cable TV companies should be barred from slowing down or blocking internet traffic. But the statement does leave open the idea that broadband providers can charge extra to route traffic from premium networks that are considered separate from the public internet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
The British government has unveiled a new crackdown on welfare fraud. Like many European countries, the UK is struggling under massive budget cuts. And now, to find millions of dollars in lost revenue, the Brits plan to use bounty hunters to track down welfare cheats. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
We're not talking here about gunslingers for hire, like in the Wild West, but this is a break with British tradition. Under the plan, credit reporting companies will receive a bounty for every case of welfare fraud they uncover. The companies will be allowed to trawl through government databases, and they'll be able to check some details of household spending. Opponents of the measure say it looks like an invasion of privacy, and that bounty hunting is un-British. But Matthew Sinclair, who campaigns on behalf of taxpayers, welcomes the move.
Getting the private sector involved in an area where the public sector and government has always struggled to effectively police against benefit fraud is extremely good news. I don't think it can be acceptable for so much money to be lost.
The government estimates that welfare cheats rip off almost $8 billion a year, enough to run more than 200 high schools and hire an extra 150,000 nurses. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, want to make a quick $3,000? Well, just find this man a job. Cyrus Imadi has been looking for work all over Los Angeles, but 9 months of searching has failed to pay off, so he's decided to pay $3,000 to anyone who can point him to a job here in Southern California in his field of accounting and finance. He's posted the offer on Craigslist, and oh yes, you'll get your money once he signs his contract. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college accountant? How does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox, and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.